Dan, good to see you. Season launch here at Donington. As we look out of the window, the sun's come out. It wasn't very nice this morning, was it? Hoping for some dry running tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be ideal. We've had a few days, actually, testing, and we've been pretty lucky so far. I think out of the 4 days, we've probably had 3.5 in the dry, so it's been pretty good. So, yeah, a day in the dry tomorrow would be great. Yeah, I think we'll see a little bit more about where we're at tomorrow. I think, obviously, this been round one in less than 2 weeks now. I think you'll see a few people trying to just see where we stack up a bit more. And also, the hybrid now makes a difference. So it also makes a difference, not just in terms of lap time, but in terms of straight line performance. So as I found out when I've only pressed it briefly at Snetterton in a test, but I should have braked about 10 metres earlier. I just sailed straight past the corner and thankfully down the slip road. So I just didn't realise how much quicker I was actually travelling. So I think you're going to have to get... It's not going to be as easy as, oh, I'm just going to press the button and everything will be the same. I think you're going to have to adjust a little bit, stopping distances to suit. So,
I mean, when you couple that with the qualifying timing change and, of course, the tyre changes, they're three major bits, I mean, particularly for qualifying in that respect, but two other bits are major bits to race strategy, aren't they, and how that's going to change.
I think it's going to be a totally different season. I think it's a... You know, I think it's, in a way, it's a little bit reaction to last year. You know, I think, you know, last couple of years, actually, we've had kind of repeat winners. You know, if you win race one, chances are you might have a good chance of winning race two. That never used to happen with a weight. You know, you really kind of struggled. And I think we're going to go back to that. When I joined in 2018, there were 17 different winners that year. And I've seen the grid this year. And, you know, I think there's a lot of guys on that list who can win a race if the wind blows the right direction for them. And I think it will quite often this year. I think you will see different winners because, like you said, the tyre strategy itself is wide open. You know, you could go from a soft to a hard, and that's a massive time delta. And then you could go from having lots of hybrid to none by the next race, and that's going to make a massive difference. So if you combine those together, there's not enough separation in the speed of the grid as standard. You can't overcome that, you know. If there's, I think at Brands the other week there were 6 temps front to back, and I think a chunk of that is in the hybrid. So you could easily go from the front to the back very quickly.
Yeah, which means by implication that therefore consistency and being in the top 6, maybe top 10, but top 6 on a regular basis, that's could be the deciding factor.
Oh, I think so. We've had, you know, a couple of discussions about it, about what we, you know, just initially what you think, how it's going to play out. And I get the feeling that it might go back a little bit to that, you know, points make prizes and being consistent, you know, picking up your 4ths, 5ths, 6ths. You know, I don't think you're going to be able to run away with a weekend like you used to be able to. I think you're going to have to, you know, dig deep to score the points. And I think these sort of record-breaking score numbers we've been getting to, you know, well into the 400s, I don't know if we're going to do that this year. You know, I think it might go back to getting somewhere nicely into the 300s, and you've got a chance, because I just can't see how people are going to be have that performance when they've got A, on the wrong tyre, and B, they've got absolutely no button to press. I just can't see him finishing in the top 10, to be honest. So it's going to be, I think it's what people want to see. I think it's going to be exciting. I do think, like you said, I think there'll be more strategy. I think you're going to spend a lot more time talking to your engineer, who's on what tyre are they on, who am I racing against, who's deploying, who isn't. I think you're going to be driving around also trying to work out the maths of where you sit in the bigger overall picture as well. So, yeah, I think it's going to be interesting.
Somebody said to me earlier that they think it's going to be the winner of the championship is going to be the cleverest thinker, not necessarily the fastest driver.
I don't think that's wrong. Of course, speed's helpful because, you know, the faster you are naturally and the more speed you've got in yourself in the car, the more opportunity you've got for things to go wrong, and obviously you can kind of you get a second chance sometimes. So I'll always take speed, but I do think that's fair. I think if you've got the opportunity to try and pick up some sensible positions, I think you're going to need to score points. I also think there's going to be so many more people able to score points on different occasions, probably more race winners. I also think at times there'll be quite big disparities in speed. You know, so I think staying out of incidents is going to be important as well, because for the first time in a while, you know, you're going to have people that could be coming from a lot further back with a lot more performance than you've got. And there's no doubt people are going to try and hang on to it. You know, if they're in a good position, they might, you know, they'll want to score that. But if you've got people coming at that speed, you know, I can see there've been a few incidents along the way. So, touch wood, I won't be in any. But let's see.
I was just thinking, you had that off at was it McLean's?
Yeah,
you went backwards here at Donington.
Yeah, twice in 2 years I've had a McLean's.
The car off. You were thankfully okay, but the car.
Yeah, brake failure. They've actually changed the rules now. So that was all caused by a line lock problem. So what we used to basically get off the start line. You have to run it now on the rear axle. That's in the rules now. Some teams are running it on both. Some teams are only running it on the front. Mine failed. It's meant to fail safe. So when you press the brake, even if the it's actually failed the part, it should allow the pressure to still go into the brake system. But when I hit the brake, it held the pressure out. So it was literally like pressing a brick wall. I could not move the pedal a millimetre. It was just solid. And obviously that was total front brake failure and off I went. So the reason it's now on the rear is because at least if the rear fails, you've got half it, the front brakes are way more powerful and you've still got a chance of pulling it up. But when the front brakes fail on a front-wheel drive touring car, you've got very little chance of saving.
I'm always reticent to talk about brakes with you.
I know, it's been, you know what?
I know you've put that in a box now.
It's weird, isn't it? I've had my whole career of never having one, never having a brake failure, and then I've had two in touring cars, and both have been, well, one was... had much bigger consequences. Well, they both had big consequences, actually, because obviously the second half of my season was totally kaput, really, last year, which was a shame. So, yeah, it's just one of those things. But that's, you know, touring cars, the brakes are very highly stressed, and the cars have rebuilt a lot. I think the braking system is... We are right on the edge with the brakes anyway. And, yeah, it's just unfortunate. But it's one of those things as well, because the rest of the team all had the same part. And obviously after my accident, they're all changed. And then the rules were changed. It's just like, could have happened to any one of us. It happened to me, which is a bit of a shame. But yeah, McLean's been a bit of a bogey corner for me. 2 years on a trot. You know, I had that year, that last year, and then obviously sat on fire the year before, yeah. Which was completely random as well. So, but then in between that, I also won twice here last year. So you got to take the rough with the smooth.
You had a decent showing in the end of season video.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is
good.
You're established as a fast driver. You're a consistent driver. Your credentials are impeccable. You're with one of the leading teams. How much more pressure is there on, or are you putting on yourself this year?
I think if anything, I've tried to go the other way. I'm trying to drop the pressure off a little bit. I think, you know, there was pressure initially, I think. It's when I joined. You know, it was great to be in 22 coming back to the touring car grid after a year away with Napa, with Motorbase, it was then Alliance, and obviously Ash joining the team. You know, I wanted to really go toe to toe with Ash and show what I could do. And to be honest, like, it's been tough since then. Like, we've had not always we've had a fair share of issues, which as we just spoke about, you know, things like the brake failure, which really derailed me. But also, just at times, we have lacked a little bit of speed, like just couldn't get the best out of this package with me in it. I don't know why that was. Maybe, you know, learning a new engineer, which I've had now, James Mundy. This is my third year, and I feel this is the most confident going into a year I've felt with this team since I started, because we've made some changes to the car that don't follow the rest of the team, but the car's better for me to drive. I'm not saying it's faster, but I feel more comfortable in it, and I think that's really important, because if you're comfortable, you'll drive it quicker. And yeah, I think I feel motivated and more confident this year than I have in a little while, actually. So I'm trying to drop the pressure away a little bit, because, you know, you are up against Ash, who's arguably one of the best there's been in touring car history, I would say. I think that's without doubt. He's got a great group of people around him, as we all know, in his engineering and stuff. So he's the benchmark for the whole grid right now. He just happens to be my teammate. And, you know, you're up against the best, so you've got to raise your level. And I think in the off-season, I've looked at every part of me and every part of the people around me and how I get on terms with that. And the truth is that, you know, like I say, I think the reason that I'm looking to try and put less pressure is because I think I'll be better for it. There's no point going to bed every night screwing yourself into a ball trying to beat Ash Sutton. That could be a dark road. I think it's best to say, look, how do we improve? What do we need to improve? We can see where he's at. We know where we're at. If we can bridge the gap by, you know, the right amount, we'll be able to race him on his day. And we'll also, I think if you can, if you beat Ash, you pretty much beat everyone else. So, you know, that's my mentality. The closer you are to Ash, the more people you're affronting. the more people you're in front of from the other teams. So, yeah, let's see. I'm actually looking forward to it. It's my, you know, my third year with the team. They've been great and really looked after me, and I've enjoyed it. You know, I've played my own role. You know, the only one of us can win outright, which, you know, thankfully Ash did last year. But, you know, we picked up the teams and manufacturers as well. You know, that's the, I think, the first time anyone's beaten BMW to a manufacturer title in a long time. So, yeah, I'm proud to have played my part in that, and I look forward to doing it all again. Hopefully with a few more race wins and yeah, a bit of a championship title of my own on, along the way.
I'm sure we will be chatting many times throughout the season as you climb down off the podium without a shadow of a doubt. Have a great season, Dan.
Thank you.
Before I let you go, as you know, we like to have a little bit of fun on Media Launch Day with a couple of curveball questions. You can it's like back at school, isn't it? You can hear them all in the background.
Yeah.
Getting giddy.
It's like being in sixth form.
Sixth form all over again.
Yeah.
So I've got five questions in front of me, number 1 to 5.
Okay.
Choose two numbers. Those are your two questions.
Okay. 2 and 4.
Question 2, what other sports are you good at or would you like to be good at?
What other sports am I good at? Well, I tried to play football when I was younger. I wasn't that great at that. I do enjoy, I've only done it a few times, but I think I'd be quite good at it. Shooting, you know, like clay pigeon shooting, like that sort of thing. I've only done it once, so I was pretty good at it, actually. And I keep telling myself I'm gonna sort of, because I've been from the part of the world that I now live, like Berkshire way, or Berkshire, there's a shooting club there, and I keep thinking I should join, actually, because I think that'd be quite a good pastime. So yeah, maybe I should give that a go.
Okay, excellent. What was your other number?
4.
4. Which would you prefer, to be rich or famous?
Rich or famous? Mm. Oh, definitely rich. I can. The fame bit is, yeah, I don't think I'd want to be famous, actually. I think this level of kind of, it's not fame, is it? But, you know, on a weekend, 10 Sundays a year, sorry, you know, people do know who you are in the paddock. They want an autograph and a picture, and that's lovely. And I think that's enough for me. I think, you know, I love that. It still hasn't worn off that people actually want to come and talk to me. I certainly wouldn't want any more than that. I wouldn't want to be on a reality TV or anything and have all that that goes with it. I think I'll take the money and I'll be happy.
Take the money. Yeah. Fame or infamy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Notoriety, depending on how you...
Yeah, I'll be much happier. I'll just take the money and run, thank you.
Fantastic. Have a great
Cheers.
Season, Dark Horse.